Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyson.
And I'm Bonnie North. The members of the Milwaukee band Various Small Fires are of different generations and different backgrounds, but they're united in a remarkable ability to channel a sound that would have been right at home 40 years ago. Even their original material has a flavor of 1970s brass-infused pop.
Their recent studio session here at Lake Effect was brass-infused as well, although the brass instruments and their players had to be sequestered in the hall so they wouldn't overwhelm everyone else. They will play a show Saturday evening at the Brewtown Eatery, but here they are in our studios with an original tune called Shine. Shine, shine. Oh boy, you better make it shine. Shine, whoa. Make it shine. Various Small Fires in Lake Effect Studio C1. In fact, some of you out of Lake Effect Studio C1 looking in from the window. First of all, welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Was there a particular inspiration for that song?
Well, I suppose at the time when I wrote it, I was thinking about, I guess, some places I'd been and people I'd known and kind of trying to encapsulate sort of simultaneously a best wishes to those that I've sort of lost contact with over time, saying that I hope we're all kind of following where the path we're supposed to be on, as strange as that seems. But that's the questions, like, you got what you need and keep your head up kind of thing.
I feel remiss. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name's John Peugeot. I'm playing keyboards and occasionally sing after fashion, and write most of the music.
Such as that song we just heard, which is a terrific song.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
And why don't we go around the room and have you each introduce yourself. Tell me your name and tell us what you play.
I'm Jeff Kitzman. I play trumpet.
I'm Valerie Reed. I play saxophone and flute.
I'm Dennis Curley. I play bass.
Tim Gannis. I play guitar.
Dave Shadlin. Play drums.
Kayla Schultz. I'm on vocals.
Let me ask you this, and maybe the rest of you can weigh in if you feel like it. If you could drop yourself into any year or era of music, what would it be?
Well, that's good. It probably comes through, but I'm a big fan of the 1970s era music. I just love the sounds in that era. Obviously the keyboard sounds. I like the songwriting, the style, and then the sort of mixture it had with sort of the fusion of rock and jazz sensibilities.
When I was listening to you all play that, I felt like you could easily drop yourselves into 1973. It was, I kind of felt like I should be seeing you through sort of like faded color Kodachrome photos.
Yeah, I could rock a butterfly collar, I think.
How about the rest of you? Does that jive with the same kind of era that you're interested in?
I would tend to agree. I mean, be a horn player, for me, it's any decade, but whatever horn stuff was going on at that point in time. But yeah, this is very 70s.
But I have to say that the covers we do are also 70s songs, and I was asking the band politely if we could not do all 70s covers.
So we're going to do some late 1960s Grateful Dead.
What year would it be for you then?
I like to play, the music I play is like late 50s jazz. I like that, but I really like the sound of this band and sort of capturing that sort of semi-retro feel with a modern edge to it. So,
conversely, I grew up in the 90s and 2000s, and I'm really nostalgic for that music, and I'd like to have us infuse some of those sounds into our music, but I'm also loving the introduction of a lot of the 70s music that I was unfamiliar with before.
Your voice really works well with it. Was it a surprise to you that you know, someone who grew up in the 90s could kind of channel the 70s the way you do?
I tried to sing country music when I was a kid and found really quickly that inherently there's just some soul there. So without any say on my part, I love that it fits the era that we play.
I wonder if one of the great triumphs of this band is that you realize that the Venn diagram overlap of styles is there's more overlap than you might realize.
Oh, yeah. That's what's fun about it.
You all do other things. Why is it so important to have music in your lives at this level?
I think I need the outlet, personally. I mean, I played when I was in college, and then I took a number of years off to sort of, I became a teacher, and I was working that and finding my place there. And I realized that I'd sort of let the music slip off. I was kind of sitting in my basement recording some ideas and not really playing it for anybody except, you know, a couple of friends. And then I finally kind of around, I don't know, let's say 6 or 7 years ago, I took some stuff together and got some support for some friends to back me. And we sort of took the first incarnation of the band. Dennis played with me at that time. And then we did a number of, over the years, different personnel in and out. But, I mean, the lineup we have together right now is, I think, a real confluence of kindred spirits.
I've been a music teacher for almost 28 years, so it's always been a huge part of my life. But all the bands I've been in over the years, they've always been strictly cover bands. So as a horn player, it's always been about taking whatever's on the record off the record. What is cool about this is having the chance to be a little creative and actually write the horn parts to go along with John's songs. So
you talked about our musical stylings being a Venn diagram, but our individual stylings as a band is a Venn diagram that came together really flawlessly, I think.
Around a really good catalog of music that John's written, and it's a lot of fun to play because every one of us likes music and probably are a bit picky and snobbish in our own tastes, but the songs are just, they're just wonderful tunes.
Can you tell us what you're going to play next?
We're playing Hello Goodbye.
Hello, Goodbye, Various Small Fires, playing in the Lake Effect Performance Studio C1 and Through the Glass with the horns outside Studio C1. Thanks to all of you again.
Thank you so much.
I feel like I have to ask why Various Small Fires is the right name for this band.
Well, there are several schools of thought, and some may disagree entirely. But originally I was playing with my friend Joe, who was the drummer that I started with, and I mean, we'd been friends for years and years, and I was trying to work out the idea for what we're going to call this project, because I didn't want to just, you know, call it by my name or something like that. And so he had just come back from a trip out to the West Coast, and he was really on this pop art kick. And so he gave me a list of possible band names that were all inspired by various pop art artists. And one that, you know, caught my eye was Various Small Fires, which was inspired by an art book by, I believe, Ed Ruja, Various Small Fires in Milk. And it was just off the wall enough that it caught my attention. It was I hadn't heard that yet, so I thought, go for it.
And maybe hashtag VSF.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah,
I like the initials better for hashtags sometimes. Certainly shorter.
Other people have different interpretations of that, or does that work for you?
I haven't heard that story before, but that works.
Yeah, the one I always thought was like Various Small Fires. Like, I mean, we all have a lot going on in our heads, and it's like, what you, I think you said one time, or maybe I just made this up, like multiple battles going on in your head, everyone thinking one thing, like trying to do another, and I swear you said that at one point in time, that kind of influenced it, and I was always like, that's very yeah. cool, because everyone has different
there's
things going
that
on.
That works yeah. perhaps
Isn't
more poetic.
About tending them and keeping them going, not putting them out?
Or I thought, we are all small fires, and together we're a big bonfire of music.
Kenny Loggins.
oh, man, Kenny.
It's been open to interpretation by the community, too, in the regards that we've seen some various incarnations, including various small trees, vicarious smiles.
Oh, that was Summerfest X.
Small fries, the guy screwed
it. Yeah.
Very small fries.
Yeah.
I think
the hungrier.
They all work, by the way.
Yeah. We're happy to be known by any name.
All right, so let me do a survey around the room here. We were talking about kind of musical eras. We'll do the Desert Island survey, but I'm going to make it hard. What is the one album that you would have with you if you could only have one album with you?
Oh.
No pressure.
Yeah, right.
For me, it's Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks is a huge inspiration, and every single song on that is a hit and something I can relate to a nostalgic moment in my life. So,
good choice.
I think for me, it would have to be the Beatles' White Album. And I know that might be a cliched for some or controversial even, but I really like the range of styles they had. And then even as a kid listening to that album, you know, pulling it out of my dad's collection, it was something that I really got to because even though, ironically, it was made in the period when those four guys weren't even talking to each other, it sounded like the kind of album that you'd make if you just had a bunch of friends over, you know, playing the things that came into your head and like, hey, let's try this. And I really think that the variety and these sort of, I don't know, the sort of almost very hazy production on it, which makes it kind of flow together really nicely.
Even Revolution 9?
I find something valuable in that when I listen to it.
Others, the rest of you?
I would say Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. I just... Every time I listen to it, I get something else out of it. And, you know, even depending on how I'm feeling, it's like, wow, this is so fresh. And I've been listening to it my whole life. So
it is amazing how a 50-year-old or 60-year-old album can keep giving to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right.
That's the way I feel about Charlie Parker. There's a Charlie Parker Gold album out there. It's a compilation, but pretty much anything on that or, you know, Bird's Best Bop on Verve.
Probably anything Tower of Power, but if I had to pick one, probably Back to Oakland.
I'm calling out Grateful Dead Blues for Allah, but I'm cursing you for only giving me one album.
yeah, that's
I
really
like
tough.
The Desert Islandish.
The nice thing about the Grateful Dead is their albums can be like 8 hours long.
I was trying to find one that was. But...
yeah, the first album that going through the dad's record collection was Led Zeppelin 2, so I'd have to say that has some influence. Can I say 2?
No.
All right, I'm curious about the backup.
I'll put two my other one because I love live music and I love bands that go out and improvise every night, not play the same song the same way. So I'd have to say like the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore big one.
So
for
it sounds good. We all bring all these albums and we're set.
Right, exactly. As long as you're all on this desert island together, you're in good shape.
I don't know about that.
Hey, listen, you're doing some really great things, and I am truly floored that we got all of you in here to play and keep up the great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us out.
And tell us what you're going to play us out with.
The song is called Heaven. Thank you.
Various Small Fires, recorded inside and outside of Lake Effect's performance studio by our engineer Jason Reavy. They'll play a show Saturday evening at Brewtown Eatery on West Howard Avenue. You can hear all three songs they played and find out more information about them at WUWM.com. But I keep losing track of all your secrets.